Top 5 Week continues on the Locked On Giants podcast. We're taking a look today at the top 5 storylines, including a couple that maybe you didn't think of that made our list. What are they? Find out next on the Locked On Giants podcast.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giant fans, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast family, your team every day. My name is Patricia Traina. Happy to have you with us. Thank you so much for making us your first listen of the day or for watching on YouTube, your first watch of the day. And we are continuing this week our top 5 week. All right. Every day this week, we are actually doing a show every day this week, rather than our summer schedule, in which we publish shows on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we're covering top fives, various top 5 lists. And on today's show, we're going to take a look at the top 5 storylines of training camp. Now, before we go any further, I know what you're probably thinking. You're probably thinking, well, didn't you cover some of this stuff in your first 2 shows? Yes and no. I actually have a few different things that I haven't talked about on this particular list. So I'm going to go down the list as I've been doing the first couple of shows this week. I'm going to give you my 5 things to keep an eye on, the 5 storylines that I think are going to be of interest ahead of training camp and into training camp. So let's get things kicked off right away. Item number 5 is the return of the fans to training camp. Now, you're probably thinking, well, what does this have to do with the team? You know, it's been a couple years since the fans have been allowed to watch practice. And right now, the fans are going to be allowed in, even though we're still in a pandemic. You know, things have kind of calmed down a little bit with the advent of the vaccination for COVID-19 and just, you know, that keeping people out of hospitals and whatnot. But I'll tell you what. The last couple of years, not having fans around to watch training camp, that's actually had an influence, I think, on the team. The team thrives of playing in front of its fans. It thrives in terms of, you know, intermingling with the fans. You can just kind of see and feel a different energy. And that energy tends to present itself more so when you're talking about some of these early practices, when guys are, you know, trying to win roster spots and whatnot. So I don't think it's fair if we try to underestimate the presence of fans at training camp. You know, this year, the Giants are not only going to have the fans at training camp, they're going to bring back some of the activities that had to go away when the pandemic hit. And I just think, you know, just if you're planning on going to training camp this year, keep an eye on that. I'm pretty sure you'll see there's a different energy when the fans are in attendance and they're chanting, you know, Saquon, Saquon, or let's go Giants, or whatever it is they're chanting. I know I notice it. I've been at practices with fans and without fans. And there is definitely a big difference when fans are in attendance, because it does have, I think, an effect on the players, you know, who want to give the fans, you know, a good show, but at the same time, who just really sharpen up their focus and just really, you know, bring it to each practice. So that to me, I think is a underrated, but important storyline of training camp. Okay. Item number 4 on my list of top 5 storylines for this summer is the scrimmage against the New York Jets. Now, a date hasn't been announced for that, but I'm assuming it's going to be sometime leading up to the final preseason game when the Giants and the Jets meet. That is a Jets home game. So why is that a storyline? Well, because it's an opportunity at that point in the season for the Giants to really see how they're stacking up against a better team. You know, some of the roster cuts will have been made. The coaches will have a better idea as to, you know, which players are going to maybe make the roster, who won't, what they're going to keep in terms of the playbook, what they're not. And it's a good opportunity to really put a litmus test on this Giants team to see where they're at in what's basically a long training camp. So I think that's going to be a big storyline, not so much because of, you know, what happened years ago when there was that big brawl between the two teams. I mean, come on, nobody's left from those two teams. So to bring that up again is just really, I don't see the point in that. But the point of the joint practice, besides the fact that it gives the players an opportunity to hit somebody that's not their own teammate, is it gives the coaching staffs a chance to see where their respective teams are as training camp actually comes to a close, because you're talking that'll be like close to the last week or so of training camp when that happens. And it'll give them an opportunity to see how everything stacks up. All right, we have three more items on my list, top five storylines of training camp. What are they? Stick around. I'll give you the next two right after this. All right, Giant fans, we have more coming up on today's Locked On Giants podcast. But first, there's only one place to find what you need quickly for your car or truck, and that's at rockauto.com. Rock Auto has over 20 years of offering competitive pricing on thousands of parts for every make, model, and manufacturer. Check out their extensive online inventory on their website. And don't forget to write down Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know we sent you. Rock Auto, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car and truck will ever need. RockAuto.com. All right, Giant fans, welcome back to the Locked On Giants podcast. I'm Patricia Tran. And again, thank you for making us your first listen of the day, or of watching on YouTube, your first watch of the day. We are doing top five all this week on the Locked On Giants podcast. Today, we are looking at the top five storylines at training camp that if I were to sit down and I were to write a training camp preview, these would be five topics that I would probably cover in detail on Giants Country. And I'm sure there'll be more as we get a little bit closer, but certainly I want to mention these. Okay, so these next two are kind of similar, but they're kind of different. And these entail competitions, specific competitions. So the number three, I have the offensive line versus the Giants pass rush. Now, we didn't really get to see that in the spring because the Giants offensive line was missing Andrew Thomas, who was recovering from ankle surgery. But more importantly, there was no pads in the spring. There was no live contact. So therefore, we couldn't see them, you know, hitting each other. We couldn't really see the physicality. So, you know, like in the springtime, I know I reported there was one practice where the defensive line was basically living in the backfield. Well, yeah, that's to be expected because, you know, there's a certain degree of physicality that is necessary from the offensive linemen to block these guys. So we really didn't get to see that. So how good is this offensive line going to be? Now, remember, with this defense, Wink Martindale, the defensive coordinator, is going to bring it. He is going to bring the heat on every snap. And this will be a really, really good test for the Giants offensive line, which, again, has been remade. And one of the big questions is the line better or just different? Well, we're going to find out because this defense is going to test them. And they're going to test them just about every down. So that is something I think we can all look forward to, is how well will that offensive line hold up? Because if that offensive line doesn't hold up, it's going to be another long season and it's going to be another long year for quarterback Daniel Jones. All right. The next one item on our list, which is also a competition, item number two, cornerbacks versus wide receivers. All right, this is a little bit more of an interesting competition, I think, because with wide receivers, you know, the top three receivers, Sterling Shepard, Kenny Golladay, Kadarius Toney, they were not able to practice in the spring because they were each recovering from their various medical issues. But you're also going to have guys like Darius Slayton and Alec Bachman and David Sills who are trying to make the roster, and they're going to try to do that against a relatively inexperienced set of cornerbacks. So right now that competition, I think, is kind of even because, you know, you've got Adoree Jackson at cornerback. He's got some experience. You've got Aaron Robinson, who is projected to be the replacement for James Bradbury. He has experience. But really, you know, the rest of the list, you know, Rodarius Williams has some experience. Darnay Holmes has some experience. It's just going to be interesting to see how those two sides kind of play out. Because right now, to me, a couple of the biggest question marks are on the depth charts for cornerback and wide receiver. So I think that's going to help clarify a lot for these coaches as they finalize who's going to make the roster, who's going to go to the practice squad, and who's going to hit the waiver wire. So that is the second, counting backwards. That is actually the fourth thing on our list, but number two in terms of priority on the top five storylines. Now, what is number one on my list? I'll give you a hint. It's something you're probably not expecting. I'm going to tell you what it is, as well as give you an honorable mention coming up right after this. All right, Giant fans, we have more coming up on today's Locked On Giants podcast. But first, Bet Online is the only place that offers the best information on the latest odds, contests, and player props for all your sports betting needs. No matter what sport you're into, BetOnline.net has you covered. Plus, they offer everything you need to know for live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Head on over to BetOnline.net today to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, Giant fans, welcome back to the Locked On Giants podcast. I'm Patricia Traina, and again, thank you for tuning in extra this week when we're running extra shows. I hope you are enjoying Top 5 Week. I know I'm having a good time putting these lists together and bringing you this information. And as always, if you agree, disagree with my list, drop a comment. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on any of our audio platforms, send me an email and let me know what you think. And we can certainly, you know, mention those as we do the remaining shows this week. All right, before I get to the top thing, the top training camp storyline on my list, I do have one honorable mention. And this one, quite honestly, I think is going to work itself out, but it's worth mentioning here. The Giants still have three unsigned draft picks, Dane Belton, Daniel Bellinger, and Wandale Robinson, I believe, is the other one. Those guys haven't been signed yet because, if I'm not mistaken, there's still some slotting that needs to be done. In other words, guys that were drafted around them in the overall order haven't been signed. So I think there's just, you know, a matter of waiting for those guys that were drafted around them to get slotted so that the Giants can slot these guys. But I mention that as an honorable mention because in the past, the Giants have done a pretty good job of getting all their rookies signed and under contract before training camp starts. Now, sometimes it happens like the day they report, and this year the rookies are going to report on the 19th. They're going to come in a little bit earlier than the veterans who are doing on the 26th. But while I'm confident that it'll get done, it's something to keep an eye on, because if these guys don't have a contract signed, they can't partake in training camp. That's the rule. So hopefully they get it all worked out. And there are no disruptions and no, you know, contract watches as we go through the early days of Giants training camp. All right. What is number one now on my list of training camp storylines? I mentioned before that it's something that probably you're not going to see coming. Maybe you are. I don't know. But number one on my list is, what kind of training camp will head coach Brian Daboll run in his first year as head coach? Now, I know that sounds kind of silly because, you know, the objectives are clear. You want to get the installs done. You want to perfect them. You want to find out who's going to make the roster and whatnot. But when I talk about what kind of training camp is he going to run, is it going to be a highly physical one? Is it going to be a country club? Is it going to be somewhere in the middle? And the only way we can kind of answer that is I can kind of go off of what we saw in the spring, where there were times when the Giants, you know, went at it pretty hard. And when I say pretty hard, I mean at an up-tempo, not necessarily in terms of contact or anything like that, which was prohibited in the spring. And then there were times when they kicked back and they, you know, they didn't have the helmets. They went through like a walkthrough pace. You know, it was very light. So how is Brian Daboll going to structure this? Is he going to adjust as they go along? Now, I think he's going to adjust. I think, you know, you've got the 5-day acclimation period, obviously, for the Giants and all the NFL teams they have to go through. That's required by the CBA. But then once the pads go on, how physical is it going to be? And is every session going to be really at it? Or are they going to scale it back? And then there's the other factor here. Teams are allowed to have 2 practices a day, but 1 practice has to be without helmets, without pads. It's basically a walkthrough. And the coach can divide it up. I forget how many hours. I think it comes to like 3.5 hours total. And the coach can do, you know, like 1 hour of a walkthrough, and then the rest of the time he can do the on-field work with the practice, with the helmets and the pads and stuff like that. Now, we in the media in the past have not seen the walkthrough. Usually in the past, the walkthrough has happened before the main practice. I don't know yet how Brian Daboll's going to do it. Once we find out, I'll let you know. But again, I don't anticipate getting to see that because, again, it's a walkthrough and it's at the head coach's discretion. But how is practice going to be structured? What kind of intensity are we looking at? I mean, with Joe Judge, it was an intense practice. It was really intense every day, pads or no pads. With Ben McAdoo, there were times when you thought, oh, you could have gone a little bit harder in practice. So where's Dable going to fall on that scale? I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle. And I think he's going to back off when he needs to, like if guys need a rest or if he has a lot of injuries. And he's going to, you know, ramp it up when he needs to, such as when guys maybe don't look as sharp as they need to. So that's what I'm anticipating. But of course, we'll see once they get on the field and they kick things off. And that's coming, folks. We're almost through week number 3 of the 6-week downtime. So it is flying by fast. And before too long, we will bring you that kind of coverage here on the Locked On Giants podcast of Giants training camp. All right, Giant fans, that's going to do it for me on today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks as always for listening. Thanks for making us your first listen of the day or watching on YouTube, your first watch of the day. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. I'll have an all new show for you. Until then, have a great one, everybody.